Chapter 5. That's what happened. There's another groan beside me. This time, the prince's eyes flutter. I think he's waking up, my brother says. The prince's eyes open all the way. He looks at Jonah, and then at me.
Where am I?
He asks, his voice gruff. You're on a beach, Jonah says.
How did I get here? I was on a ship.
The prince sits up slowly and rubs his forehead.
I don't remember what happened. Wait, I do remember. There was a storm. I fell overboard. How did I survive?
He notices our soaking wet clothes.
Did you two save me?
I crouch beside him. It wasn't us. It was the Little Mermaid. His eyes crinkle.
The what?
The Little Mermaid. I point to the water. She was right there a few minutes ago. He twists to look, but the water is smooth.
What's a mermaid?
You know, Jonah says. Half fish, half person. The prince shakes his floppy hair, and I wonder if he lost his crown in the ocean.
There's no such thing as a half person, half fish, he says. That's ridiculous.
It isn't, I say. At home, I'd have to agree with him. If one of my new friends told me that she'd seen a mermaid at the beach, I would have to ask her if she'd hit her head recently. But we aren't in Smithville. Where I live, you'd be right, I say.
You don't know that, Jonah tells me. We might have mermaids at home.
We do not, I say. Jonah shrugs.
You don't know for sure. He thinks there are no mermaids here, and he's wrong.
Fair point, I guess. I motion around me. Where are we, anyway? I ask. From the beach, I spot a path that leads toward a big stone building in the distance. Just as I'm trying to figure out what it is, a bell rings from it. A school? The prince stretches his arms up above his head.
The Kingdom of Mustard.
Jonah and I both laugh.
Seriously?
I ask. The prince squints into the sun.
Why would I joke about the name of my kingdom?
Your kingdom is named after something you put on a sandwich? Jonah asks.
Maybe they don't have mustard here, I tell Jonah, like how in Flume they didn't have brownies. The prince shakes his head.
We eat mustard. It's our favorite condiment. We eat brownies, too. We even dip them in mustard.
That's disgusting, I say. Even Jonah agrees.
Yuck,
he says.
I wish we were in the kingdom of ketchup.
My brother is obsessed with ketchup. He puts it on everything. Fries, mac and cheese, plain bread. Seriously, plain bread. Now that's disgusting.
Brownies and ketchup, Jonah says.
That I'd try. Now that's really disgusting. The prince wobbles to his feet.
Who are you?
He eyes our outfits.
You didn't escape from a prison, did you?
I look down at our matching PJs, our matching black and white striped PJs. We do look like inmates. No, I say quickly. We're just in our pajamas.
So, if you two didn't save me, how did I survive? Maybe a fisherman brought me in? Or I washed up on a piece of driftwood? Or are you two just being modest?
No, I say. I can barely swim. It was the Little Mermaid. We just dragged you in.
Aha! So you did save me. Then I, Prince Mortimer, am in your debt. Would you please accompany me back to the palace so you can be celebrated?
But Prince Morty, can I call you Prince Morty? Jonah asks hopefully.
Only my parents call me Morty.
Jonah pouts, then continues.
But Prince Mortimer, it really wasn't us who saved you.
Hold on. I elbow Jonah in the side.
Ouch!
I just need a minute to talk to my brother, I say, and yank him a few feet away.
We may as well go to his palace, I whisper. We might not be able to find the Little Mermaid tonight, and we're going to need somewhere to sleep.
Jonas shrugs.
I'm game if you are, but we're definitely going to mess this story up.
I look out at the water.
Let's hope so.